A warm front will cross our area tonight. Following that, there's a couple of very mild days ahead for tomorrow, and on Wednesday, we may challenge some records. After that, temperatures will chill back down again for Thursday, but even though it'll be cooler on Thursday, it's still going to be near or above seasonable, so there's really no major winter cold in sight, at least for the next several days. Across our area today, it's been a pretty nice President's Day. Sunshine was quite bright through the region this morning. Some clouds have arrived this afternoon as that warm front is drawing closer, and there are some showers that will be threatening the region coming up through the rest of the day into tonight. Now, temperatures are generally warm enough that most of this will be in the form of rain. I will mention that across some of the highest elevations, there might be a brief period of a rain and snow mix before a transition over to rain. Now, with temperatures on the warm side and this moisture coming in, we do have to be aware that there's also the potential for some areas of locally dense fog across our area overnight. Temperatures will be right around 40 degrees. Moving into the day tomorrow, that warm front will lift to the north, and with that warm front in proximity across the north country, there's going to be a chance for some showers as we go through the day tomorrow. I will mention that even in and around the capital region, there's at least a chance for showers, but the rain chances are going to be better across the north country. It's going to be a fairly gray day across the area tomorrow, though I'm optimistic we'll see a bit of sun, especially from the Albany area on south. It'll be a breezy day and a very mild day as temperatures come up into the 50s and 60s. It's even warmer on Wednesday with highs in the 60s. A few spots may hit the 70-degree mark. There is that chance for showers again on Wednesday, then it turns cooler as we head into the day on Thursday. Now, with all this warm weather coming, some rain coming, we have to be concerned about the potential for some flooding. There's concerns about ice jam flooding when it gets this warm, so when we factor in the rain and the snow melt and the warmer weather coming, we're going to have to be alert that there's potential for some flooding over the next few days. Certainly, if you live near a river that is prone to flooding, you'll need to definitely keep an eye on that. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with showers, areas of dense fog, low around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some areas of rain, breezy and warm, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with showers, areas of dense fog, low around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy and warm, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with showers, areas of dense fog, low around 40, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warm, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with showers, areas of locally dense fog, with lows around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, breezy and warm, high 58 to 64. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, very warm with highs in the 60s, a few spots may hit 70 on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, mostly cloudy, there is the chance for some rain or snow, mainly south of Albany, cooler with highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.